Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Are you a fresh graduate or someone who just recently graduated and has no idea on how to start adulting? Or maybe you could be that someone who's having a hard time managing finances and you feel like you're all alone in this adulting journey. Well, worry no more. Hi, this is Janine and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, a podcast where we talk about lifestyle and adulting how-tos here in the Philippines.
Back to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast.
Hi, Janine. So first off, thank you talaga for, you know, like guesting me again. And I just want to ask, like, how have you been?
Well, as usual, I've been really busy talaga with work, personal life, trying to balance everything, yung mental health ko, yung health ko mismo. So ayun. How about you? Very spontaneous nito, to be honest, guys.
Yes, actually. So, ako naman now, I'm also a bit busy now kasi I would say nga, we have kasi running jokes sa mga friends ko na quarter four is really detrimental for me. And so I told them, maagang pumasok yung quarter four ko now kasi like I've been learning a lot of stuff ulit and then I'm preparing for yung mga in-offers sa akin kasi those are really big offers na I don't think I can keep on like declining them na. So, and I think that's very good kasi that's what we're gonna be talking about now, right? Like corporate or freelancing.
True. So, sobrang spontaneous nito, guys. Like, Jack asked me parang kung where I've been working, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi napansin niya nga sa stories ko in Instagram na parang lagi akong umaalis. Like, nung nakaraan, Bicol, and then the following week, hindi siya sobrang, ini-expect ko. Biglang pinatapon ng Davao. So, ayun, he asked me, then I explained yung ginagawa ko nga sa work. And then, yun, na-chika niya rin yung about his work then right now. Tapos, ayun, na-realize namin na sobrang pwede natin gawing topic to, no? Like, I feel like a lot of millennials would relate to this or maybe they could gain something from it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yan. So, let's start to ano muna, parang answer the question kasi 'di ba parang a lot of millennials are wondering, should I go freelancing or should I go with the corporate setting or corporate work kasi parang this pandemic talagang nag-boom yung freelancing. I mean, even in the past meron ng freelancing, you know. Even nung college ako, alam ko na yung Upwork, tapos yung Rare Job, 51 Talk, basta yung lahat virtual.
Yeah.
But right now, sobrang na-heighten siya because of the pandemic because people can't go outside, right? So now the question is, should you go for freelancing or the corporate setting? What's your take, Jack?
Ako lang ha, just because talagang hardcore na sa freelancing ako. Obviously, I would say freelancing. And I'm not gonna say this pa nga ng, you know, based on parang very common grounds na other people would say na, ah, kasi malaki yung bayad or ah, kasi nasa bahay ka lang. Kasi those are given na. But I think ha, when we're choosing, especially sa someone na katulad ko na, you know, medyo bata pa, I'm only 22, guys. And normally, di ba, for example, kakagraduate mo pa lang and like wala kang experience or anything. A lot of these, big companies, these corporations would be really lowballing you, especially here in the Philippines. That's the sad
truth. Very true.
So sa akin talaga, since ilang years na rin ako nagpe-freelance, I saw na, oh my God, pag pala nakipag-work ka sa mga international clients and you can tell that through yung mga profiles more like LinkedIn or whatnot, then these local companies would start chasing after you because they are seeing na, ah, okay, kahit na pala bago pa lang siya graduate or kahit medyo bata pa siya, he's really capable. So yung vista nila na babago na hindi na tutungkol bago pa lang siya, so wala siyang magagawa. It's more of bago pa lang siya, but he actually has the skills. And that becomes kind of like a stepping stone for your corporate ladder if by any chance you want to transition. Although I think this is for like a different topic or maybe later down the line, but I haven't really seen pa anyone who started freelancing and then actually went back to corporate. Because it's really that good. So, ikaw, ano bang take mo on that?
Actually, my take on this, it would really depend on you as a person. Kasi, to be honest, ako naman kasi, I'm trying to do both. I've been doing both before in the past. So, ako kasi, when I graduated from college, actually, even before graduation, I already started working freelancing. But it's not virtual. Like, I would go there sa place. Tapos, I would teach kids. And the pay is good. So, to be transparent with you, it's 750 pesos per hour per kid. So, just imagine if you're going to teach 3 kids in one day, that's like how much na, diba? And that's on the sideline only. But then when they offered me a job, I declined because I just wanted to teach kids. Yung, alam mo, for fun lang, as a passion. Yeah. So, ayun, that's the freelancing pero face-to-face. But then, I also encountered yung corporate setting. That's when I started to hate the corporate setting. Kasi, just imagine guys, pagko-commute ka, ang late ng sahod mo. Tapos, waking up, what, around 5 a.m. Tapos, you have to leave your house na by 5:30 or else malilate ka na ng bonggang-bongga sa traffic. So, sobrang hassle niya. Tapos pag uuwi ka, 6 p.m. tapos makakasakay ka mga 7:30 to 9. Tapos makakauwi ka ng bahay mo 10 o'clock p.m. or 10:30. Tapos gigising ka ulit. So, it's very tiring, draining. So, I nag-contemplate ako na maybe it's time for me to do like virtual na nga, virtual freelancing and all. But then I tried it and I'm an extrovert. I cannot live without having yung parang face-to-face chikahan. Pero when pandemic came, so ayun, hindi siya naging successful on my side kasi ayun nga, may hinahanap ako na hindi mabigay sa akin ng freelancing. And it's one of the most parang non-negotiable for me. Kung negotiable yun, okay lang. Pero non-negotiable siya sa akin eh. So, kailangan ko nang makakausap. So, ayun, I think it would really depend on your personality as well and your priorities. Kasi right now, in my corporate setting, I would say, Jack, I'm really happy. Kahit napagod ako.
Ang amazing, di ba? Kaya I would always tell din my friends na kahit na alam kong ganito kalaki yung pwede mong kitain sa freelancing, I wouldn't always recommend it just to everyone. Kasi again nga, your strengths really will define kung saan ka ba talaga dapat. And I mean, but let's just be clear lang ha, because there were premises kanina of like freelancing and it's face-to-face or, you know, like work from home. I just want to be clear with everyone na freelancing is different from remote working. So, if we're going to actually define it, I'm now a remote worker because I don't work na freelance. Freelance just means by project, right? I don't work na by project. I work inside the company talaga. But it's just that I'm not reporting sa office, things like that. So that's remote working. And yeah, okay talaga yung sabi mo na, you know, it's non-negotiable for you na dapat meron kang kausap, ganyan. And that's understandable. If that's where your heart is, then super okay talaga na mag-corporate ka.
True. Ayun, talagang sa personality mo rin talaga yun. Kasi ako, well, I've actually did before. Hindi siya freelancing ha. Yun nga, thank you so much for defining that. Kasi baka mamaya makonfuse yung listeners, no? There's a difference talaga sa remote work and all. Ngayon, nung nag-remote work kami before in my previous company, talagang ano yun? Talagang remote work, tapos hindi kami pumunta sa office at all. Height of pandemic. I actually lasted for a year, pero thanks to this, sobrang nag-upgrade yung mga tech natin, no? We have Gather. So, napunan yung, diba, sabi ko sa'yo before, I can't live na wala akong katsikahan on a sideline. Like, yung may very slight chika kasi talagang it would connect you right now. I don't know if you guys have heard of Gather. It's like a virtual space. Para siyang laruan, laro-laro lang. Have you heard of it, Jack?
No, not yet.
Oh, you guys should try Gather like sa mga, sa actually, you could create your own space tapos para talaga siyang Sims. You have your own office, you have your own desk, tapos mag-move yung characters mo and then magsasalita kayo tapos pwede ka mag-present din doon. As in, it's very nice. As may beach, you can design it all you want. Ganon.
That's cute.
Mm-mm. It's very cute, to be honest. I would also put the link na lang din in the description box para you guys could check it out. Sobrang ideal siya for remote work din talaga. Remote work setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and parang I quickly want to like touch up on kasi diba yesterday guys, really what opened up to like this spontaneous episode is really you know, like when we were asking about our work ganyan, and
yes.
I just told her na parang for the life of me, like for the past months talaga, there has been a lot of offers to me na, which are really great. I'm talking not just like, you know, a couple of thousands. These are really hundreds. And I've been declining them just because, like Janine, kung sa kanya na negotiable na dapat may kausap siya, sa akin naman, na negotiable yung piece ko talaga in terms of work. So, my God, ayoko na nung, like quick backstory talaga, before nga sa past episode na banggit ko na meron akong time na 2 hours na natutulog because I need to like mag-ayos pa and like, you know, travel, commute to like anywhere. But now, I'm kind of like reclaiming those times. So, at least now na I'm working from home remotely, then I can just, you know, wake up and start working right away, things like that. And parang I guess nga kanina diba nabanggit ko rin na I haven't really seen pa so many people or not even one na bumalik sa corporate from freelancing or remote working. And I guess ha, nung una, before kami mag-start mag-record, we were talking and I told her na parang it's really dependent on like where you are in life right now. Kasi to be honest, I've been seeing some of my batchmates going sa work, so they're posing na nasa office sila or they're doing something. To be honest, kahit strong-minded ako, parang nasi-shake off pa rin ako. Oh my God, parang I'm missing something out.
Yeah.
Parang bakit hindi ako nakaka-chika ng mga taong gano'n? But, diba? That's so, ano talaga, that's so, I'd say that's a big factor for you to consider.
True. And since you've mentioned that, no, there are really, kasi I think there are personality talaga wise, kasi I've met before someone who used to work in a broadcasting company. He is a writer. Mm-hmm. Tapos, moving forward, he started freelancing na, tas hashtag freelancing and remote work. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, right now he's writing articles and all. And I-enjoy niya talaga yun kasi ayaw niya rin like masyadong maraming kausap. Ayun. So basically, yun yung ano niya. Yan yung personality niya. So, and it pays well ha, sabi niya sa akin. And for this one kasi, I'm really transparent then like sa earnings if ever ng mga ganyan. Kasi, of course, we want to, paano ba, educate then our listeners. And by the way, sa freelancing, please correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, no? Pero it's not, kasi when they say freelancing, ang iniisip nila, malaki kagad kita. For me kasi, no, since I've tried it, diba? Parang hindi naman kagad, diba? 6 digits ka. Talagang you will work your way up there.
Yeah.
Right? You need to set your goals. You need to define, you need to know your worth. And you also need to pantay your salary and your worth dun sa skills mo. You cannot just ask for more and then don't bring anything sa table na parang ito lang kaya ko i-offer tas ang salary na hinihingi mo, di ba, malaki.
super kailangan naman, di ba, parang very pantay talaga siya dun sa output na pwede mo ilagay. Although, tama naman, you can't expect agad 6 digits. Obviously, I did not start that way. But I think what's important is really building your discipline so that you get to be the person worthy of that 6-digit figure salary, right? So what you want to do is really like, you know, just upskill, just continue to learn and really try to challenge the status quo. Like for an instance, yung sa akin nga, nung nag-start ulit akong bumalik sa freelancing, I really started $8. And then later on, pinataas ko siya ng pinataas just because I'm trying to see if, willing ba siyang magbayad or not. Because if hindi, that kind of like speaks, sometimes meron lang ibang talagang koripot, but most often than not, it would speak of your value to them. So, if hindi sila pumayag na taasan, maybe you would want to upskill ulit just so they see na, okay, worthy na siyang bigyan ng raise. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. Since we're talking about skills already, alam kong ano tayo sa corporate setting pinag-usapan na. I'm just curious, how did you learn your skills or how did you develop your skills? Like, what are the websites or kung ano man yung pinapanood mo? Like, LinkedIn Learning, Coursera, Google Skills, ganun.
Okay. In terms of that, kasi nung pumasok ako, although I'm a marketing graduate na now, but before nung nag-start ako, mga second year pa lang ako sa college noon. And obviously, marketing yun, hindi naman talaga exactly PR. So what I did was, and this is the reason kung bakit I chose na mas matuto rather than a higher earning. So yung first kong work was with a chief publicist for one of the biggest PR agencies in Australia. And during that time, I was only earning around $8. But that was fine. Smaller, I mean really small than what I'm earning now. But sa kanya ako natuto talaga kung paano gumawa ng media list. Just for context, media list is technically a contact list lang in the media. And then siya din nagturo sa akin paano mag-ayos ng press releases and paano gumawa sa mga wire. Wire is just a community of like journalists or writers na pwedeng makakita ng gawa mo. And really a lot of things pa. Gumawa ng trackers and everything. So I'd say, really learn from the people and then supplement that with, you know, like learning platforms. Now I'm really doing LinkedIn learning. I'm learning again yung basics ng PR because everything naman that I know about PR and media now is based from my experience. And I thought it would be better to like fully understand it, yung mga fundamentals niya, by really learning them hardcore from people who has the credentials for it. You don't want naman to be just listening to someone na hindi naman pala alam ginagawa nila. So LinkedIn learning is good. And then also try going for a Facebook blueprint. I think that's what they call it. So kung lalo kung gusto mo maging social media manager or community manager, media buyer, that's good. And then another thing that you can do is kung medyo IT ka naman or admin, you can do I think that's called Trailhead. That's by Salesforce naman. Salesforce, my God, super kilala sila sa buong mundo. And pag meron kang certification from them, talagang almost guaranteed na may kukuha sa'yo mataas yung bayad. So yun yung mga normally ginagamit ko to learn.
Yeah. Actually, just by hearing the things that you've been saying, actually, parang, besh, kailangan natin mag-meet face-to-face.
Feeling ko din.
Yeah, I would learn a lot of things from you. By the way, I'm 25, but then, ayun, I feel like from a 20, so marami akong matutunan sa'yo, like a 22-year-old, kasi I feel like, diba, like, lahat naman ng taong mamimit mo, you will always learn something from them. It's not always you na, just because of the age, diba, yun ka na. Hindi din eh. So, may matutunan ka talaga.
For sure naman, maturity is not always dependent on your
age.
So that's important. And so, actually, I just want to add now that you've mentioned that, kasi last year, feeling ko majority, as in super dami kong growth and learnings na nakuha from me attending like conferences, kahit online pa lang yun. And today, this year, I'm sorry, babalik sila. So that's Philippine Startup Week. So obviously 2022 na. And yun, very good platform. Obviously, this is not sponsored. Hindi po ako bayad. Pero very good talaga. Kasi meron silang isang parang feature doon where you can network with people. Like one-on-one talaga. You can talk to like the founders, the CEOs, kanyan. And kahit nga, like aside dun sa mga kabuild ka ng connection with them, which later on can lead to opportunities for you and them. It's also good kasi like syempre nag-start sila ng business, ang dami nilang kailangan matutunan. And kung makwento nila yun sa'yo, kahit isa lang matutunan mo and apply mo yun ng maayos, you would really change your life so much. So, yun din, really meet with other people. Like ito, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like we can set that up, you know, like let's meet somewhere. Super amazing yun.
So when will this be? Do you have any idea?
Actually, I'm not sure of the exact date yet, but I think it's gonna be fourth quarter. So from October, I think. Yeah, we can check that and maybe link it na lang sa baba.
Sige, that's Philippine Startup
Week, yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely check that out. I feel like na-excite ako sa adrenaline ko. Alam mo yun?
Same.
Okay. Kasi, you know what, Jack? I'm really grateful na you've reached out and kahit na late ako talaga nag-reply. Kasi it feels like, alam mo yun, we're really connected. Marami tayong masashare sa listeners. Ikaw, marami kang masashare. Ako din, marami masashare. So, ayun, I feel like this is such a great opportunity talaga to collab. Yeah. By the way, I've seen na parang you've been posting something sa Instagram mo. Like, is that a podcast?
No, it's not. No, not yet. So, what I'm doing kasi in the past is, di ba, nabanggit ko nga ano na I'm also starting like a freelancing academy, which now has evolved to more of like mind mastery school kind of thing. So, what I'm really doing is when I taught yung first batch, I told them this is not just, you know, like the basics and the fundamentals of freelancing. This is more of really building your mind and not just learning and like earning it, but more of like enjoying then your life. And that really takes a lot. So you have to prepare yourself for it. So yeah. Now what I've been doing is just really like recording yung mga thoughts ko, which I think would add value to the people. So shameless plug, guys, if you want to, Academy DAO on Instagram and Academy DAO as well sa Facebook. With that, kasi it's also important, no, while we're talking kanina, and this is about either choosing corporate or freelancing, I guess you can't always box yourself naman, and you should never box yourself. Mm-hmm. So I know na hindi ako pwede mag-vlog kasi ayoko lang talaga, hindi ko trip yun.
Same.
And parang nagtatry din ako mag-write, pero it's not working. So I also have to consider not just my own feelings but the avenues na may enjoy ng tinatarget kong audience. Mm-hmm. So and I felt like super na-enjoy naman ng friends ko when we talk. Like, this is my natural speaking voice. Mm-hmm. And like how I would talk talaga. And they would say na, oh, that's good nga for podcast, but I just can't do podcast yet. So I'm mm-hmm. doing it with shorts. Like, it originally went sa mga 15-second videos. And just today, actually, I posted like 1 minute just so I can explain more of that. And, you know, that's, I guess, creating something for yourself. Just one note, guys. If there's no windows or like doors, create one for yourself. I guess that's it today. Yeah.
Actually, the things that you've been posting in Academy DAO, it's a very holistic approach. It's not just all about earning money. It's not just about growing, but it's lahat eh. It's a very holistic approach nga, just like what I've said. And I'm just curious, Academy DAO stands for what?
Okay, so Academy DAO, kasi ako as a person, I'm really very relational. And ang napansin ko lang talaga is, I really want to help people who are just starting. Kasi really looking back, nung nagsastart pala ako, I did it all on my own. Like for example, pagkuha ng mga requirements ko, ako lang yung lahat. Yung pag-step up, yung pag-learn. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, it's really just you focusing, not because option ko yon or like choice ko talaga siya, but because wala akong magawa. Wala kasi akong ma-meet na ibang tao at that time na pwedeng tumulong sa akin. So now that I have at least a tiny bit of experience, I want to like help other people and open up doors for them, because I always believe, and I guess this is something I've learned from Itaewon class. So si Park Sojun there said na life is all about throwing the first punch, and your first punch should always be landed sa likod. And I guess this is us, like me helping other people to like betray the ways of life. Although may masamang connotations sa word na betray. Mm-mm. We want to like parang redefine kung ano yung nangyayari na sa world now. We want to give yung mga starters to really grow. And kasi like, kung iisipin mo, I've only been a little over 3 years sa freelancing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, but I would dare say I'm quite making the waves. And I guess if I can impart these knowledge and yung mga learnings na to, yung mga experiences na to into like a specific class or like, you know, talks, and give them to the people who needs that or who need that, I'm sorry, then it would be wonderful. Like, I just want to like help other people. So yeah, that's it. And DAO, actually, just, you know, a quick explanation. DAO in Thai means north. And there's a wordplay kasi pag tinignan mo yung logo ng DAO, yung letter A niya, walang parang yung line sa gitna, but instead meron siyang parang North Star sa taas. Kasi if you kind of like play that, it would be DAO. DAO in Thai means wait. So it's obviously just waiting to go up, something like that. Kasi minsan meron ka talagang skills eh. Meron kang passion, meron kang everything, but you just have to wait. And in that time of waiting, you should upskill. You should invest your time on like enjoying, so you have more memories, and that will push you to aspire more. Aspiring more will push you to really work hard and reach for your dreams. So I guess that's what DAO stands for.
Wow, it's really nice. I'm actually quite speechless, but I feel like whenever I hear you speak, ito, magiging honest ako, like whenever I hear you speak, I feel like, Jack, can you coach me? Parang ganon.
Oh my god, that would be a humbling experience for sure. Like, yeah, but I mean, that's really very good, right? Just really help other people out. Yeah,
true. Kasi I feel like a lot of people talaga will really learn from you, and sobrang gandang ano no, na you're trying to give back sa community na you don't want them to experience the same thing that you've done. Not, hindi naman yung ganong experience, but then parang hindi na sila mahirapan, ganon mahirapan, just like what you've done na talagang start from nothing. at least you're opening some doors for them. Thank you so much, Jack, for your time today.
Super thank you then for inviting me again to podcast. And maybe just before we end, like just one last, I'm sorry. I guess what I want to tell people is you always have to enjoy them. If you go to like my real now, actually today is like September 2, I told there na dapat mag-enjoy ka rin now kasi like ako like I've just always been working for like the future Jack, and dapat maging okay siya, yung mga magiging family niya dapat okay, but nakakalimutan ko rin mag-enjoy yung now. And so nung time na yun na super pagod na ako, I went nga diba to Thailand, that's why yung name ng Dao is from a Thai word. And sa Thailand ko talaga na-realize na, oh my god, I cannot be just sacrificing my happiness, I need to find the right pace. And I guess what I would tell them is enjoying is not bad. So malalaman nila yan if ever they enroll sa Dao or anything. I'm not plugging, pero that's that. So parang kasi what I see is if you enjoy, you really aspire for so much more. And ito talagang ginagawa ko now sa Dao. Like the time that I've been using to, you know, like record those things or like teach sa mga tao or build yung mga materials before, I could have used that to actually work for a client and I would be earning so much. But I guess being happy myself and being content now, it causes so much like positive vibes and just blessings that go overflow and I can't contain it. I guess people would really find yung true happiness and like serenity if you do something that fulfills your purpose. So that.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm pretty sure that your future Jiao and your, I mean Jiao, that Jack, I mean your future Jack and the second year college Jack is really proud of you.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you find this podcast episode helpful, please click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at AdultingMillennialsPH and at @JanineMariel_. And like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AdultingMillennialsPH. And if you are also interested to have a free financial planning session with me, just click the link in our bio or go to bit.ly/AdultingMillennialsPH and click Book a Discovery Call. Also, feel free to message us and let us know what you would like to hear next. Again, this is Janine of Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.